I guess one of the most shocking is Officer James Presley's encounter with four white officers as a youth, and how they one of them just called him the N-word for no reason, and it could have turned him off from the police force, but it didn't. If anything, it kind of drove him to say, hey, no, we can do better than that.
It just kills me when I hear, you know, if you'd only listen to the police officer.
That's Officer Presley. He spoke to the Rockford Register Star about the critical need to train officers in the art of de-escalation here and nationally.
How do you listen to a police officer if you're shot within like 6 seconds of them getting there? You don't even have an opportunity to process what's even going on.
Did you get a sense that there was an idea of, and it's hard to say fight from within, but I mean change from within.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's exactly what he wants. And I think it's what all of them want. So, and kudos to Rockford PD in recruiting such officers like that. These are really high caliber guys.
There's been a concerted effort, it seems, to make the police department more reflective of the community. Is that something that you've seen?
I think so. I mean, they still got a ways to go, but they're working on it. You can see year-over-year progress, and they're reaching out to the youth here, and particularly here in Rockford. And I think, you know, 5-10 years from now, these numbers are going to look drastically different.
And the role of police officers has been changing, I think, probably even since you've been covering the beat, I would think. What changes and sort of training have you seen that the Rockford Police Department has been giving?
Oh, they receive so much training. I mean, not just in diversity, or mental health. It's these guys are like, you know, counselors nowadays. You know, it's a very demanding job, and you just kind of have to take a step back and assess the situation before you jump to any conclusions, before you pass judgment. So I'm sure the city would like to see the police department mirror the minority population in the city, and you know, they're not there. They're a lot better than the county, but you know, it takes time, you know.
What did you feel like you learned going into this from, you know, by talking to these officers about what makes them who they are?
I was just really impressed with how mature these guys are. You know, it's just how willing they are to accept maybe a lack of understanding by their co-workers. They didn't get discouraged about it, and they didn't try to sugarcoat what's going on in the country either. It's like, yeah, we do need to make some changes out there, and yeah, there is some racial bias out there in our department and across the country, and it needs to be addressed. So, yeah.
Do you have any ideas on what could be done about that?
More training. Yeah. More training. Getting out there, and kudos to the police chief. You know, he stresses that. You know, his idea of diversity training is not so much sitting in a classroom, it's just getting out there and talking with people who don't look like you.